Oh, how we love to control our environment. Oh, yes, we do. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. It starts early. It is from the cradle we learn to control the household. If we cry and cry long enough, surely somebody will stop long enough to come see about us. We learn early the power of the word yes and the power of the word no. And believe it or not, there are some children who learn how to wrap their parents around their little finger. And so sometimes they grow impatient when they have to wait. They don't do very well with delayed gratification. They grow impatient with the unexpected, the unforeseen, and the unknown. Know some folk like that? Are you one of them? Henry Nouwen wrote a book entitled Turn My Morning Into Dancing. In it, he wrote, hope is willing to leave unanswered questions unanswered and unknown futures unknown. Hope makes you see God's guiding hand, not only in the gentle and pleasant moments, but also in the shadows of disappointment and darkness. Hope has been described as more than a wish, but a desire for fulfillment. Now, this doesn't exclude some fear or anxiety, but an openness to trust God with a table of contents of our future. In the Bible, in 1 Peter chapter 1, the author speaks to believers who do not feel comfortable in their environment. Their new faith has created tensions between them and their culture. They no longer share the same opinions and beliefs of the Greeks and the Romans. Thus, they are encouraged in their new relationship, their new household of faith, that this new group displays genuine love, mutual love, and their faith and hope are set on God. Beloved, I know how tempting it is to place your hope on things you can see with your eyes, like money, education, money, heritage, education, position, career, money, power, and money. This type of hope will last as long as the money, power, education, prestige, and heritage hold out. Try this. Put your hope and trust in God. It will become a hope that will not pale and wave a white flag in the face of the unforeseen, the unexpected, the unknown, and the uncertain. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Let your prayer be today, Lord, help me to hold on to you, you my hope and my all. The Bible declares all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And that's a promissory note you can take to the bank and cash it right now.